You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Way out west where men are men and women are very sweet. That's where I want to be. That's where I'm gonna be. Way out west just once again where happiness is complete. There's just one thing I miss, and it is this. Give me a horse, a great big horse. Give me a buckaroo, and I can wahoo, wahoo, wahoo. Give me a ranch and a big pair of pants. Give me that Stetson too, so I can wahoo, wahoo, wahoo. Give me the wide open spaces where I'm just like a prairie flower, growing wilder every hour. Give me a moon, a prairie moon. Give me a gal that's true, and I can wahoo, wahoo, wahoo. I never could sing a high class thing, good music I never knew, but I can wahoo, wahoo, wahoo. I never could dance, cause when I dance I'd ruin the lady's shoes, but I can wahoo, wahoo, wahoo. It's just a gift from the prairie. Hear it when that fat man sings. It's pretty good for calling pigs. I never could speak a word of Greek. I never could poop poop a doo, but I can wahoo, wahoo, wahoo. He didn't know what to do. He couldn't wahoo, wahoo, wahoo. Why did the Zulu warrior lose that battle of Timbuktu? He couldn't wahoo, wahoo, wahoo. The world has wahooed for ages. Some like the wahoo soft and low. Others like to let it go. Why did old Chief Sitting Bull sit around feeling blue? He couldn't wahoo.
Annie and the Hedonists, and of course that's more party music. In fact, if you play that record, that party might break out spontaneously. So, as a matter of fact, I suggested to Peter Davis, who arranged for me to have that it should come with its own catering, and probably a little chips and dips wouldn't hurt, an old bottle of something. But yes, that's a party right there. Annie and the Hedonists. Wahoo! And I have a big pair of pants somewhere. I'm wearing them, in fact. But wahoo! There was, and the lead vocalist on that wasn't Annie Rosen, who was also in there, but Don Young, who's the bass and the player, and also playing ukulele on that side. And we have Kevin Maul on dobro too, Peter Davis on whatever he was there, and they're all backing him up, and Johnny Rosen on guitar. Peter plays everything, piano, guitar, and clarinet. So whatever you I love that. So buy that, would you? I'll link to it, and it's good stuff. This is Radiola, and sometimes I'm even confused about things I've just heard. That's what you call really short-term memory. And I'm Andy Sr., and this is one of my moments. Paley Kula and Dave Cayley, 1915, and I like this. Good stuff here. Here's the Honolulu Rag. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bert Dolan's Chateau Orchestra in 1926, Longing Just for You. That's Bert Dolan singing that. Rather obscure band. In fact, that group, to me, sounds almost like the German music from the late 20s, the Weimar era. And I don't know why, but it's redolent of that. But there it is. But it's certainly an American group on Perfect. Earl Fuller's Rector Novelty Orchestra in 1918. Some references there to Rachmaninoff, obviously. And why not? The Russian Rag. And they're having fun with that, too. That's a little more sedate, but they're still having a great time there. And Pele Kula and Dave Keeley on Honolulu Rag in 1915. And That's rather impressive. I'm glad I have that. This is Radiola, and I'm impressing nobody but myself, and that's just the way I like it. I'm way under the radar. Yes, indeed. I'm Andy Senior, and I don't know. I'm singing with whales this week, and they're gradually accepting me as one of their own. The Chocolate Dandies, that's Jimmy Harrison on the vocal. This is essentially a Fletcher Henderson type group. I think Horace is on piano here. In 1930, on reissued on Columbia, Got Another Sweetie Now. McKinney's Cotton Pickers, 1930, Never Swat a Fly. That's Bill Cody providing that vocal on that one. And that was a reissue from the 40s on an RCA. I think it was a dubbing, but again, some of these 40s dubbings sound a lot better than you expect them to. I don't know how they did it, but they did sound good. Why didn't they just use the original masters? Well, maybe, but whatever they had sounded good. Earl Burnett and his Los Angeles Biltmore Orchestra. That's June Purcell recording in Los Angeles in 1929. Low Down Rhythm. And that's off the Take 2 CD I just received from Jim Bedoyan. And I highly recommend that. So go get that, would you? Yes. And that's linked also in addition to Baby Soda and Nanny and the Hedonists. Whatever CDs I play on the show. It doesn't mean you get free music. It means you're it's the cue for you to go out and spend money, and that's how you support this music better than anything is to keep CDs and the artists who provide them and the reissues who provide them with cash. Yes, why not? Chocolate Danny's Jimmy Harrison in 1930. Got another sweetie now. Yes, this is Radiola and. Yeah, why not? Why not indeed? I don't know why I played that, but there it is. And I'm Andy Sr. trying to work out the mystery, and I'm even trying to write one. I don't know when that's going to come out. You know, this appears to be the only thing I do that people actually like, so no matter whatever else I've tried has been a resounding yawn, but this has done pretty well, so I'm going to stick with it. The Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. Joan Gene Bowes. I've got these glasses are getting rough here. Gene Bowes in 1932, and this song Tommy later used as his theme. But here the brothers have it. I'm getting sentimental over you.
In the park, but you a loving, poor creature. in the dark. You ain't so hot. What can it be that makes me sad, Daddy? Take all of me. You always ready every time that I call. What I like about you, you never stall. You ain't no preacher, you a good old soul. You done sent salvation to my very soul. I can't keep but I'm satisfied when you take me for a buggy ride.
Benny Morton and his orchestra, that's Henry Allen, of course, on the vocal, and why wouldn't it be? In 1934, the Gold Digger song. And where is it buried, pray tell? Maybe Captain Kidd could tell you that one. Bessie Smith, Take Me for a Buggy Ride, 1933. And there's more than one meaning there, by the way. Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, Gene Bowes on the vocal, I'm Getting Sentimental Over You, 1932. Those are all reissues on Columbia from the 40s, but I believe only one of them was a dubbing. That was probably the Bessie Smith, but that sounds pretty good. A lot of good sound there. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm happy to play whatever it is I've got here, and there's plenty. And there doesn't even need to be a reason for it. All it has to be is it has to have a certain emotional consistency, which I believe it does this week. James B. Johnson, about whom praise you can't possibly touch this man. He was phenomenal, and I wish he had recorded more in this era, but he did make a few for the Brunswick label. This is a Brunswick reissue. Original was from 1930, and this is Jingles.
Thank you.
Jimmy McPartland, whom you heard earlier with the Lumberjacks. Here he is in 1939, Jazz Me Blues on Decca. And a group of mostly Chicago musicians. It sounds really good. I like it. Eddie Condon and his orchestra. And that's Alex Hill and a lot of other ones who are in there. 1933, Tennessee Twilight. And Eddie was, you know, he was sort of in the background, sort of just keeping it going. He was, you could occasionally hear a plunk, but Eddie was more of an impresario, and he always had a great group, and why shouldn't he indeed? James P. Johnson, Jingles, 1930. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., and occasionally I don't tell you everybody who's in the personnel, only because it would entail me pausing for 8 minutes to look for the Discography. There are discographies out there, and if you're fascinated by this stuff, if you do a little bit of the legwork, it won't hurt, honestly. Bing Crosby in 1935, and this is a nice one. I think Georgie Stoll's band here in 35 with Soon.
Soon, maybe not tomorrow, but soon there'll just be two of us. Soon you and I will borrow the moon for just the two of us. Sweetly and so discreetly, we'll be completely alone. No other world, only our own. Now we must be contented with schemes about the two of us. Yes, we can have our sweet scented dreams that will come true of us. For presently and pleasantly our hearts will be in tune. So soon, maybe not tomorrow, but soon. Be contented with schemes about the two of us. And yet we can have our sweet scented dreams that will come true of us. For presently and pleasantly our hearts will be in tune. So soon, maybe not tomorrow, but soon.
I'm going down to the levee. Take an old rocking chair. If the blues doesn't leave, I'm gonna rock away from here. Baby, how long? How long do I have to wait? Oh, can I get you now? Or must I hesitate? Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Show me a man that a woman can trust, baby. How long do I have to wait? Oh, can I get you now, or must I hesitate? Thank you. got me crying, the blues, baby. How long do I have to wait? Oh, can I get you now, or must I hesitate? I'm a wizard at counting, good at figuring too. I can count on some men, but I can't figure you, baby. How long do I have to wait? Oh, can I get you now, or must I hesitate?
The Adrian Rollini Trio, that's Sylvia Berry on the vocal, and Adrian is playing his heart out on that vibraphone. That was from 1944, Hesitating Blues, however, and being recorded during the so-called recording ban of that era, it was issued on a WOR feature 78, and the surface or something about that was so dreadful. The record itself is as shiny as a dime, but it's terrible. I did what I could with that. I used every needle that I had, including the railroad spike, and it really, there's not much difference. So this is what we got, but I wouldn't discard that for anything. The other side's great too, but that was Hesitating Blues, and sort of answering the previous one. In a way, Bing Crosby, Rodgers and Hart, I think, isn't it? Soon, 1935. And this is Radiol, and I will look all this stuff up later and not correct it, but expect your corrections as always. And I'm just demonstrating the main thesis of this week, which is that I obviously haven't got a clue, but I do like good music, and I'm willing to provide it. And whatever I have, I'm willing to share, and I'm very happy to do so and restore it and get it into some sort of listenable format and or form, as the case may be. And I want to thank you for spending these couple hours with me. And as a little dessert after this feast, let's all get happy. And here's Art Tatum doing it, 1940.